Everything you know about health is about to change. Welcome to Straight Talk on Health with Dr. Vincent Medici. Sometimes people suffer, not from lack of faith, but from lack of knowledge. This is the show that changes that. If you are tired of being sick, tired of not getting answers, tired of spinning in circles, then listen closely to the next 30 minutes. For healing is not a mystery. It is a miracle that you were designed to experience. It takes hard work and real knowledge. It takes patience and time. It takes the education this show can provide. So, get it straight today. Here's Dr. Medici.
Good morning. Good morning, everyone. I'm Dr. Vincent Medici. This is Straight Talk on Health, your favorite show each week. No doubt. Today's title, Ancient Medicine and Mastery of the Hormonal System. I want to talk about hormonal balance, hormones, everything you needed to know about hormones in one show. Yes, everything relevant that you need to know about hormones in one show. We can do that. The extraneous, non sequitur, barely applicable jargon on the tip of everybody's tongue about their hormones, that you can flush away. And this is the point of the show today. John Q. Public has terrible misconceptions about the hormonal system. And yes, we're all interested in our health, and somewhere along the line, we learn to attach special significance to the word hormone. Ladies with hot flashes. Men, when your testosterone dips, when the muscles aren't as firm as they used to be, as people hit middle age, we all have a basic connection to the fact that the hormones are changing. Okay, good. Now that's where it should stop, and what I'm going to say in the next 60 minutes should begin. Because we have a version of what to do when that midlife crisis begins to befall us, and that version is largely myopic. The ancients had a much, much, much better idea of what to do about hormones. In fact, and here's the mind blower, and this is where the show really begins, the ancients centered their entire society around the preservation, sustenance, and blossoming into late age of the hormonal system. Ancient medicine taught people from birth how to mature into a more powerful use of the hormonal system. Big statement. Well, if you can get to the website today, straighttalk.cc, if you're driving, if this is the first time you've heard the show, welcome. Again, I'm Dr. Vincent Medici, here to give you the inside track on health. Years as a chiropractor, lots of experience in Chinese medicine, more experience in the realm of hands-on manipulation, physical therapy, than just about anybody I know. I have been in the trenches with the sick, the healthy, the dying, the young. I think I've run the gamut over 25 years. And I want to give you the inside track. You need the inside track. We're listening today to too much Park Avenue issue about our health that always comes down to nutritional supplement sales. And it's not that herbs are a bad thing. It's that if you don't get the foundations, you're never going to really appreciate the herbs. That's the theme of the show. So get to the website if you can, straighttalk.cc, not .com. Why? Because I put on the show a YouTube clip. You watch it on your own. That's produced, directed, and just the creation of an incredibly sophisticated archaeologist by the name of Carmen Boulter, B-O-U-L-T-E-R. And she produced a 5-part series called The Pyramid Code. The Pyramid Code. It's got a ton of incredible stuff that goes back into the society of pre-dynastic Egypt. That's Egypt before the pharaohs. That's Egypt that goes back older than some people think the earth actually is. But off carbon dating and other forms of technologies, from Göbekli Tepe to all sorts of geological inferences, we're now starting to understand that, yes, it's true. I don't know if it's in dispute anymore, actually. That a lot of these megaliths that went up are much older than we thought. The Sphinx potentially going back to 10,500 BC. There were people there then. We know that. Homo sapien goes back many, many thousands and thousands and thousands of years. Off the fossils, it's very difficult to argue that. Not my point. The point is, Bolter is saying that pre-dynastic Egypt goes at least back to 10, 11,000 years BC. And before the pharaohs, there was a society, a highly sophisticated, a highly advanced scientific community, alchemical community, that had much to do with putting up the Sphinx, much to do with putting up the pyramids. Yes, it is speculated the pyramids are also much older. And in any event, in episode 4 called The Empowered Human. So get on my website or just go to YouTube. The Pyramid Code, episode 4, The Empowered Human. Bolter is basically saying, along with a gentleman named Hakim. Hakim, an old man with a very young soul, is interviewed during this series. And he was a keeper of the ancient tradition of the Sphinx. He grew up around the Sphinx. So born in whenever, 1910, 1915, 1920. And as a little boy, came from a custodial tradition as a keeper of the ancient secrets of the Sphinx. Can you imagine that, growing up down the street from the Sphinx? And this is literally the way it used to be. And we all know these megaliths, pyramids, Sphinx, they're a few miles from traffic. So people at one time grew up actually that close. And Hakim, who's interviewed in this documentary, The Pyramid Code, is featured heavily in this episode for The Empowered Human. And what Bolter and Hakim are talking about continually is that pre-dynastic Egypt organized its entire culture around the glandular system. And believe me, their version of how do I balance my hormones was a very different entity than yours. They didn't walk into the local doctor and say, you know, I'm having hot flashes. Could we pipe up my estrogen a little bit? They weren't running around saying, my adrenals are fatigued. They weren't coming in going, my doctor tested my blood, set the thyroids low. So should I do the levothyronine, the Synthroid, or should I try the armor? And if not, some kelp. They weren't thinking this way. Holistic or allopathic, I don't want you to think this way anymore. I want you to think the way you're thinking at the end of the bus. After you've digested everything else and applied and done everything else about your hormonal or what you think your hormonal concern is, then you can think the way you're thinking. So first and foremost, understand that the ancients organized their entire life around balancing and cultivating their hormonal strength. So that's precept one. If you're into holistic medicine, you need to understand holistic medicine is not going to Whole Foods and asking your vitamin therapist what herb's good for your adrenals. It's not walking to your local naturopath and getting some advice on how you should manage your thyroid. Or going to your holistic medical doctor that's an OBG that has a sideline of balancing your female hormones so you stay younger longer. That's not it. It is a lot more akin to what I'm trying to say. Ancient culture understood that you must have connection with the earth to even begin to think about hormonal integrity. Connection with the earth. Now that leaves us in modern day society in a pretty bad place. And the reason is you're supposed to take those 2 feet of yours and stick them into fertile soil. Preferably all day long. So that you can receive the earth's energy. And I'm going to get a lot more specific after this. Now that's not what we do. We live in electromagnetic Faraday cages, boxes that block the earth's rays, the telluric currents, the Schumann waves. The earth's inherent electromagnetic grid, rays of energy from above and down to down and up. We live in containers of steel and concrete that block our connection with this. So we violate law number one of what it takes to sustain, to balance, and to preserve our hormonal strength. Law number one is don't live and encase yourself, whether it's your car or your office or your home, all day long in a cage, a metal cage. Because your adrenals, your thyroid, your testes, your ovaries, your pancreas, your liver, your thyroid, your hypothalamus, your pituitary, your pineal, those glands only talk electromagnetically. Fundamentally, they communicate through the electromagnetic grid of the earth. The relationship between chakras and glands is a more esoteric way. It's a more Eastern way of talking about the relationship between the electrical field of the body and the glandular system. In Western medicine, we talk about feedback loops. We say if your thyroid's low, the hypothalamus gland up in your skull senses chemically and electrically that the thyroid's low. And then spits out electrical signals, not just chemical ones, electrical ones, through the autonomic nerves. The autonomic nerves, if you're new to the show, is a grid. It's a spider web. It's a fiber optic network, like a spider web of electrical magnetic information that goes along these stringy little things we call nerves. And the division of the nervous system that we're talking about are the autonomic nerves, subdivided into the ones that speed us up, the sympathetic, and the ones that slow us down, the parasympathetic. And those of you who've listened to my show have a sense of this. I wouldn't say you understand it. I would say you have a sense of it. I repeat myself because I want you to get into this more deeply. Because we're going to talk about autonomic shifts. In ancient times, the exercises they did, they didn't do what we do today at Equinox and LA Fitness. They didn't do the Jack LaLanne circuit. They weren't powerlifting. They were dancing. They were singing. They were holding poses. They were gymnastic. Movement was about communion with God. Movement was about training the body to absorb the electromagnetic fields of the earth and the sky. And if you could perfect those motions, Tai Chi, Qigong, Kung Fu, ancient dance, you name it, every culture had it and was doing it. And you were trained by a priest. You were trained by someone, priest and doctor, were the same